North Shore Today,
the area's only daily news podcast
on msonewsports.com.
This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, Election Day, November 3, 2020. I'm Rick Moore with a look at stories from around the North Shore. Today's weather forecast looks to be sunny with a high near 45. Winds, though, out of the northwest, 13 to 18 miles an hour with gusts as high as 31 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 51. Gala College reporting in the Daily Item and itemlive.com. A fleeing robbery suspect was shot to death by a Lynn police officer, and a Revere police officer suffered non-life-threatening injuries Monday as the result of a car chase that involved three communities. Both police and the Essex County District Attorney's Office are investigating Monday's shooting, according to Carrie Kimball, a spokeswoman for DA John Blodgett. She said the incident was connected to an alleged robbery of a Walgreens in Revere. Kimball is quoted as saying, "The Essex DA and the State Police Detective Unit are investigating a fatal officer-involved shooting on Witt Street in Lynn. The suspect was being pursued by Revere police after allegedly robbing a Walgreens in Revere. A Revere police officer was transported to Mass General with non-life-threatening injuries. Shortly after 8 a.m., Revere police received reports of a robbery at the Walgreens located at 430 Broadway. Witnesses informed a responding officer that a white male suspect had fled the scene in a silver BMW and provided the plate number. Revere police attempted to stop the suspect vehicle on Route 107, but the vehicle fled, setting off a pursuit. Lynn police were notified by Revere police at approximately 8:15 a.m. that the pursuit was coming to Lynn on Route 107. The shooting happened shortly after that, occurring when both a Lynn and a Revere officer were present. A Lynn officer working a detail on the corner of Summer and Witt saw the suspect's vehicle turn down Witt, a dead-end street, with a Revere cruiser in pursuit. The Lynn officer ran to assist, fired his service weapon at the suspect after seeing the Revere officer outside of his vehicle and blocked by the suspect vehicle. More on this story in today's Daily Item. The Associated Press is reporting that Massachusetts voters face a lot of choices today, and not just for president. They're filling an open U.S. House seat, weighing two hotly contested statewide ballot questions, and deciding whether to re-elect some longtime incumbents to Congress. A record number of voters already cast ballots early or by mail, changing the complexion of Tuesday's election. Democratic U.S. Senator Edward Markey is vying for another six-year term, hoping to fend off a challenge from Republican Kevin O'Connor. Salem.com is reporting that there's free COVID-19 testing today, November 3, in Salem at Old Town Hall from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. You are asked to take note that the Salem High School testing site will not be open today due to voting taking place at the high school. No proof of insurance or citizenship is required to receive a test. This test is not the deep nasal swab and is not uncomfortable. Results are sent to you in 24 to 36 hours. For more information, please visit salem.com/stop the spread. Jim Sullivan's reporting in today's New Report Daily News. In Amesbury, for the fourth time in 5 years, the city is on the lookout for a new superintendent of schools, after the school committee said Superintendent Jared Fulgoni issued a joint statement saying Fulgoni resigned Wednesday night. At the same time, Mayor Cassandra Gove's office announced in the statement that Amesbury High School principal Elizabeth McAndrews was taking over as interim school superintendent. The school committee met in a special meeting Wednesday night and entered immediately into an executive session to discuss personnel matters. The committee came into open session about 40 minutes later and voted unanimously to name McAndrews the acting superintendent. Mayor Gove is quoted as saying, "After a period of open and honest dialogue about recent changes in educational and operational philosophies, the school committee and the superintendent have amiably and professionally agreed to end their employment relationship." More on this story in today's New Report Daily News. And one more local news story involving the election. Michael Cronin's writing in today's Gloucester Times. Municipal clerks in Cape Ann's communities aren't expecting to announce preliminary results for Tuesday's election until at least an hour after the polls close at 8 p.m. Gloucester's preliminary results for the 2020 national presidential election are expected to roll in between 9:30 and 10 p.m. Rockport Assistant Town Clerk Melanie Waddell said based off this year's primary, initial tallies should be ready around 10 p.m. at the earliest. She's quoted as saying, I don't expect them to be any later than usual, but I could be incorrect. We have already a 60% voter turnout with mail-in ballots. Hopefully, in-person ballots will be done by the end of the night and will be coming, counting the write-ins. In Manchester by the Sea, just under 3,000 ballots have already been cast during the early voting. Town Clerk Sharon George is quoted as saying, it depends on those. We have to pull all those through, and we won't be able to run the tapes until that's done. I'd say around 9:15. And Essex will be running all its ballots through its single new digital ballot tally machine. Essex Town Clerk Pam Thorne says, I'm hoping by like 9:30 p.m. We have 53% already voted, and I can't really estimate when we'll get everything through, but I think it would be 9:30 p.m. at the latest. Much more on the story in today's Gloucester Daily Times. That's a look at some stories from our newspapers and websites around the North Shore. This is North Shore Today.